Hi, it's Gretchen calling for TJ.
It's me, girl. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
It's been way too long.
I figured that was you when I heard your voice.
Yep. I was just stalking your Twitter a little bit, seeing what was going on, because I couldn't believe that your daughter is a junior in high school.
I know she's getting ready to go into her senior year. We're looking at colleges. Isn't that insane? By the way, I suck so bad at Twitter. I'm terrible at all that social media stuff, but I'm also a control freak, so I won't let anyone handle it for me.
I hear you, and believe me, I can't figure out the Snapchat to save my life. I've had 22-year-old millennials try to teach me, and I know how to post on Facebook, and I know how to tweet, but most...
That's all I can do, yeah.
Most of my Facebook posts go right to Twitter, so at least it looks like I tweet a lot.
I'm lucky to get that much done.
I know, it's tough, isn't it? Oh, yeah. My goodness. I'm so glad you're coming tomorrow night.
I know. It's going to be fun. Is this the big outside thing?
Yep. You've played it before. Live block. That's what I meant. Yeah. The live block
awesome.
And Power and a Light. So yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a big crowd. It always is. And you haven't played for a while. So I'm very excited. And I love Summertime Town, by the way. It's a great song.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're going to play it here in a minute or so. I know your album's out. It's ready to get rowdy.
It is. I wrote every song on it for the first time in my career because I actually had the time off and I had the time to, like, you know, reflect and get deep and get creative and write and want to write, you know? Like, I was in and out so quickly all the time before when I was touring constantly that I just didn't want to go sit in a room with, you know, a couple of other stinky songwriters and write songs. But so, yeah, having all the time off has been amazing for that. So, yeah, I'm really proud of having written the whole thing. And then I got to co-produce it with Blake Chancey, who's awesome. He's a great friend and he's a great producer. And it was a lot of fun to make the record. And I love every song on it.
Oh, that is fantastic. And there's a special duet, I hear.
There is. There's a duet with Kid Rock. Finally, we finally sang a song together, and it turned out actually so much better than I thought it was going to. I sent him the tracks, and, you know, because everybody just is like, nowadays, it's like, I'll do it at my house, you know. So I sent him the tracks, and I sent him this guide vocal, and when he sent it back to me, I was amazed because he sang an octave higher than I thought he would. In fact, it was so, like, he sang so hard and so good that I had to re-sing. I was like, oh, hell no. Put me back in the studio. I got to do this again because there's no way I'm going to let him out-sing me on this. So it's very soulful and it's really good. And I co-wrote it with a guy named Marty Fredrickson, who, incidentally, is my band leader right now. I'm touring this year with a band called the Loving Mary Band, and they're like their own unit. And so I'm performing that song with my co-writer, the guy who I wrote it with on stage. So that's really cool, too.
I guess we'll get to hear it tomorrow.
Yes, very cool group of musicians that I'm playing with. You'll love it. I've got so many girls on stage that you're going to freak out, and they rock so hard.
You know I love that. That is amazing. Good for you. And it doesn't surprise me.
No, it's awesome.
Yeah, you're a tough woman yourself, so I can see you supporting women like you, and I think that's great.
My show's always been pretty, you know, we start off with the songs that everybody knows the words to, and we start off a little bit, you know, here for the party and a little on the country rocking side, but that we usually end up blowing it out full on rock, and that's still what we're doing, and we've got a lot of great singers on stage now, so that's probably the biggest difference in my live show is that, I mean, Rebecca Lynn Howard is in my band, for gosh sake.
Are you, kidding me?
No, she's in my band. She plays bass. She rocks. My drummer's a female girl that plays keys and just rips the harmonica up is in the band. And yeah,
I am so excited. I am
three
even
girls,
more.
Three guys, and then we're girl heavy because of me. So
I love it. You definitely have the majority, which is how it should be in every situation in the entire universe. It should be. Yeah. It should be at least 51-41.
It's kind of making me wish I had booked a few more dates this year, but I'm easing back into it. You know, the time off has been crazy good, but it's also been, you know, you have to ease back in. You can't go back out there full throttle or who knows what's going to happen. So maybe next year I'll be able to work with this same group again and I'll be able to do a few more shows. But we're really looking forward to coming up there and seeing you guys, and I think it's going to be a blast. It's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot.
It'll be a good sweat.
And the weather's going to be hot, too. Oh, see what I did there. Okay. Well, we can't wait to see you tomorrow night, girl. It's been way too long. We'll have a party no matter what the temperature is. So we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for calling in, and I can't wait.
All right. Thanks so much, TJ. Good to talk to you.